Are you worried about the unprecedented power of quantum computers? People in many professions are. One group is the cybersecurity experts. Quantum computers might readily crack the longest encryption codes in use now to secure our transmission of credit card numbers over the internet and so much more. They store the state of a computation in bits called qubits that can be in two states at once. N qubits lets the computer explore 2^n possible results at once. Not many qubits, and you can try billions of numbers as keys to encryption. A bit of relief. Quantum computers to date have only a tiny number of qubits, about 1,000, with the vast majority dedicated to correcting errors that arise when noise from the surrounding matter destroys the qubits' coherence or faithful representation of their states. More relief in some areas, quantum computers will never be processing big data, that is, searching billions or trillions of data points to look for patterns, as Google and others do to address your likely purchase wants, or better for us, in looking for clues to human health in massive studies. Why so? Well, a quantum computer holds its state with decent accuracy for only millionths of a second. It can't read in reams of data. Everything in the problem it's solving has to be loaded at the start, and no quantum computer will ever have billions of qubits. The connections won't reach far enough. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.